The Traveler's Journal, May 3rd. At Lake Mead, where every damn visit can be a trip. Lake Mead is a glittering jewel in the middle of a stark, stony desert which defines the border of Arizona and Nevada. It was created over 6 decades ago, when the Hoover Dam was finished. Of course, back then, the 50-story concrete structure was known as the Boulder Dam, and it was the tallest gravity arch dam in the world. Wedged between sandstone cliffs and craggy plateaus, cut from ancient lava flows, the dam is still an impressive place to visit. It's backed up the Colorado River into a lake more than 120 miles long and 10 miles wide. Gulls and red-tailed hawks soar among the towering volcanic rock spires, which cast long shadows across deep waters. Though it extends from Las Vegas's high-voltage suburbs to the lower reaches of the Grand Canyon, vast stretches of Lake Mead's shoreline are accessible by water only. That makes it perfect for waterborne adventures, especially on the fleet of houseboats available for rent. Averaging 50 feet long, fully equipped and sleeping 10, these floating homes can attain top speeds of 12 miles an hour. They let you leisurely troll the lake's 700 miles of shoreline, looking for private nooks and crannies. There you can camp and swim, hike to fine hot springs or Anastasi petroglyphs, rainbow trout and striped bass prowl beneath the surface. Skin divers love to explore the ghost town and cement plant that were submerged under the lake's rising waters. Spring is a great time to visit, when both surface temperatures and boat rental fees are lower. You'll find plenty of travel intelligence when you visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.